Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. And wonderful. I feel not altogether there, but I feel pretty good today. Like I'm saying, you know, I still need to grow more to recognize what is civilization on Earth. I want you to let me remind that you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, and this is the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred. I'm sounding the warning. We are on a planet called Earth, and we get to know, those of us who have an interest and attaining to what is here for us to understand, what is our role. It is widely known what we are supposed to know is widely known in some ways, in that who we are and what we are supposed to do, the Bible that is out there, that turns people into fools to think that what you're reading about a God in the Bible is the God of the creation. That's not true. That's not true. That's as good as saying A.D. and Adamani represent a government, and it does not. It's just not true. All right, so I'm telling you that people who want to understand the planet we are on and what has happened on the planet, only people who want to regain their sound mind is going to understand it. I am able to say that because I'm aware of the childhood I had. I am aware of what I grew up on being taught. And it evil that has spread all over the world, I can tell you a little about why we are struggling so much. Remember, if you follow what I have been saying about the in the beginning, we're not going to know about the civilized knowledge we are supposed to have unless we decide to get to know about the beginning. That's where the knowledge lies. And if you see how these white people start off the Bible, the Genesis creation story, see the way they begin their story of God, they don't have any right to be writing a Bible at all. But these Sodomite, hominid, white, white hominids, Homo erectus, they know that they are not human beings. Every one of them, I have certain amount of confidence that they are those of them who know where they come from, know their origin, and know what species they are. But that's a key that they have to hold that knowledge away from the generation that comes up, let's say, in our time now. So when we talk about the BC era, a lot of people take it for granted, because with these hominid Europeans in the position that they are in. You know, this is something that I have to take my time on and choose the words that will affect someone in understanding what each person's mind needs to give them the desire to live in that special way. You can see what is going on in the world here today is about people's body on the clothes they wear. You know, because as you can see, about when there were just the first creatures on the planet Earth. Right? Yeah, the first creatures on the earth. We need to know that. What we know about the earth and who, what life was on earth before any one of the two species that we have here today, that you go into the world is the textbook and you see it has all the items that tells us about what condition the earth was in. And it's like about 4.5 billion years ago, is like at one stage, or at the early stage, the earth was covered with water until the water began to recede and dry land comes about, right? There was no civilized life in the beginning of the world. Now, for those of us who grew up in the church, and the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And that sounds like what it we get to know apart from the Bible, but prehistory. That tells us about the planet and what transpired in billions of years ago. Okay? If we don't find the beginning of the earth, we will never understand get a balanced sense of who we are because we don't know about the beginning. And if we are in an institution that teaches foolishness just because they want to use the simple-minded and the people who just want to live like animals. They want sex and they want all kind of different things. And with all of that, people become criminals and go on with all kind of things. So you won't have a sense of order. I mean, the whole intellectual sense of order. That's what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm saying? All right. So there was no civilization of anything when it comes to life as we see it here today. There was no ape. There were no apes, you see. There were no hominids in the beginning, as you can see. And, you know, we could see that trees start to grow or grass. We could see that. Okay, but we want to get to the point now where that dispensation or that time and climate on the planet goes through an evolution, right? Planetary evolution, right? We have to think about that. And what next? What kind of life next? Now, you think you can go to church and believe in Christianity and get to it, what I'm saying? Not unless Christianity was telling you the truth about what we know of science and source of how life came along, if we get that right information from a historic source. That's the only way I know a person can live on this planet and live the best religious life, not church life. Religious life. And we would only get the right information. Not when the apes came along, nor anything before that, like our organism. The organism will come after water recedes and things begin to grow naturally out of the ground, right? So we want to know about the earth as it is young and don't have anything like trees or not like that. So there was a time now when trees began to grow and say other type of trees, a plant, right? But we have to realize that there was that time when nobody was not around there. You got to settle that. I know that's the way it is. I know that the earth was going around, 24 hours make one day, right? We have to see that picture. If you don't see that picture, you'll be mentally blind and you will never be able to attain to the knowledge of the function, the way things begun to form. If you can't get that knowledge, you will perish with foolishness, because the planet is an orderly planet. And whenever things are going to begin to grow out because of the the planetary nature. You got to know it right. You see? So if you're going to depend on believing Jesus and stuff like that, on, you know, that big, vast knowledge of things, you don't know anything about it. It's the reason why today white people take over the world and begin to do things that are the most corrupt, because they evolve at a time when, you know, a few things began to happen on the planet. The microscopic things, organism, microbes, or I say signals of their presence in rocks about 3.7 billion years ago. That sounds like it's unreal, but if you think about it, you have to respect that, because how would you form knowledge around this vast expanse of a planet is settled on this? Oh, this is very, very coherent type of thinking to gather the understanding of time and what transpired. If you're not interested in it, you will never know it, and you will be no different from the beasts them out there. So even though you are of the species where, you know, formidable things are being evolved and otherwise created. But the creation part of where cattle and human being, that is of where we are to be. Because if we are buried up with the lack of what we should know and did not, then see the way the world is right now? White people, they just, look at what the white people did. All right, they are a species. Look in the World History textbook, and you see they are a species. And they are the first to walk upright on the planet, called bipedal. Okay? There was nobody else. No, I'm saying it because I've read this, and I don't read that there was any life form on planet Earth beside these, you know, the next level of life from the microscopic organism, microbes, that left signal of their presence in rocks, like 3.7 billion years ago, all right? Is going to make a human wise, not anybody else, human. It means that we have to be thinking about, then when did civilization come on the earth? You better know that. Now, did the microbes become
civilized?
Nah. Now, I don't see that appears. There's no suggestion that organism, microbe organism, you know, microscopic organism, microbes. I don't see any suggestion that they, this form of life, became civilized. I don't see it. Have you? No, so I'm telling you, this is not a two-way street. Context of understanding how the planet becomes civilized, which means civilized brain formed and begin to create things. We know it is not the hominid Homo erectus. That species never developed civilization on its own. If they are affected by any civilization, it comes from other life form. And in the World History textbook, it tells us how civilization come about, right? Now, if you are not into that knowledge, coming from where I am talking about billions of years ago, where dry land begin to appear and certain kind of life begin to begin to form, all right? So these life form, nature has a way of making things behave with some kind of a sense. You know, microbes and macroscopic things and stuff like that. Nature has a way of guiding these things to have some sense of order then. You know, like some of these microscopic things, you know, they work together. Talk about like hands now. You know what I mean? The hands, wasp and bee, they have the system in them, the nature in them, given by nature. They are not human, and they are not monkeys. All right. So what we see here, if I may go on a little, walk up a little faster in what I am saying, we come from where it was when there was no microbes, right? Coming from a planet that was full of water and, you know, there was nobody to walk on dry land here anyway, but there was no dry land. And then we begin to have dry land. And then their microbes, microscopic things, begin to, you know, come about on solid dry ground, right? Or soppy ground until it becomes solid ground, right? Now, if you not think that way, and all you're thinking about that your mansion that you have up there on the hill and stuff like that, well, you're not for me. Okay, you're not for my thinking. And it means then your mind is deluded because you're only thinking about how much money you have in the bank over there and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel good you're having something, but what I'm trying to say, if you, with all of that cash that you have, don't understand and cultivate a sense with what I am talking about, You don't really value anything that is reaching the dimension where you are wise enough to seek the knowledge of what is on earth and how you can be an intelligent being. You see, if you're only thinking about, you know, the things of wealth and things like that, or if you have a nice voice and you can go sing and make money and, you know, or talent, then if that's all you have and you feel great with yourself and other people revere you and stuff like that, and it's like, what do you consider about God, or a Bible will tell you about God? You know, where is, on what is your mind grounded? So I am not talking against your wealth. I am talking about your inner soul. What do you know? What do you revere? I don't mean to say. Because if, as I will demonstrate, when there was no apes, but microbes, microscopic thing, and whichever form they develop in, those things did not get to the monkey stage. You see what I mean? The cat and so forth. I don't know when the dogs came along, but what I'm saying is, if we here today as human beings, we didn't just come along by ourselves. That's why now we have this thing about the Bible and God and Jesus and all, you know, bugs. I'm saying for us to have authority over life. Well, we have to have an experience that is given to us. Call civilization, human being. Now, what we don't see is, we do not see any of these microbes pretend to be something else. No, they behave themselves, and not unless we will come and talk about a caterpillar turn into a butterfly. Well, we do understand that, but we don't see they become anything else besides that mysterious type one thing change into another thing. I mean, absolutely the opposite, you know, and we see it, that, you know, that is for a reason why we should think to subject ourselves to the energy of the planet, right? Let the energy work and we obey it, okay? Now, somebody was talking about how in the human sense, then, because we have some what is called modern humans that don't make any sense. I mean, you can go off and say what you want to say about modern man and all them kind of things, about passing that in observing my observation of the kind of academic education we have at the level of civilization, right? I mean, there's nobody here that I know about, I haven't read anything, that there is some level of knowledge that elevates the human from civilization. I don't know that is available at all. All right? You can only be civilized and learn all the things within civilization boundaries. Okay? So, I'm going to tell you this. When we read the World History textbook, that tells us the meaningful level of life began with the hominids, the primates. That is the most meaningful creature, like monkey and so forth. All right. So a lot of things happen, you know. Meaningful things happen at the hominid state. Oh, my gosh. A lot of things that life run into amok. Okay. And it didn't happen until civilization came. Now, can you tell me how civilization come about on Earth? I want somebody to call me and tell me that. Hello there. Hello, hello. You know, I want somebody to call me and explain to me how civilization come about. I do. I really serious want somebody to tell me. I really want somebody to tell me. Is anybody out there going to tell me? I really want somebody to tell me. Because what I'm looking at is that, hey, we have to mean business, you know. Those of us who are to conquer evil, we have to get serious. Because we have a power that the civilized people are to know. And we read in the world history that tells us serious, serious things about ourselves, right? And I am serious about it, you see. I am very, very serious. Now, in this world history textbook, we will find out that we have seen support to go anomaly, okay? To go anomaly. Now, anomaly? Okay, well, let's see this here. Let's talk about this word anomaly. Anomaly anomaly. Why didn't Let's see. All right, detection anomaly. All right, let's see. Definition. Anomaly detection. And me want, before you get up to that, I want okay. Definition for anomaly all by itself. This is a noun. Anomaly is a noun. It doesn't, you know, it is not, it is a state of life. Anomaly, like either good or bad, right? Well, anomaly is not a good thing. Okay, it is a thing, right? It, like, you know, it has a name, anomaly, okay? So what I'm saying to say to you now, something that deviates from what is standard, who make it standard? Energy, civilization, make it. And deviation from what nature set up, like male and female in cattle and everything like that, you almost everything has counterpart, right? So yeah, we are talking about now, right, on the level of hominids. Bipedal, that first walk upright on the earth, mean from we are talking about when there was just water, then afterward water recede and dry land begin to appear. Remember, go through that sequence and chronology, okay, and be subjected by these stages. Whatever creature you are, you have to go and be controlled by these stages. So now we want to talk about anomaly on the level of when there was no civilization. So we're not talking about birds who have a certain context of civilization are civilized. In the bird group, in the goat, the goats group, in the cats group and stuff like that, you can see that they have, in their context, a civilized way. They have eyes, they have ears, they have mouth, like what we know civilized human beings have today. So even uncivilized cattle separating from the context of civilized human beings, because remember, we don't get to the point yet where we talk about civilized human being. You can, if I tell you about civilized human being, what do you have to tell me about civilized human being? You call them civilized human being, but how did human being come into the world? We know the human being the civilized human being is a created being. Human being, a human. Now, watch this. So I tell you, anomalies when you deviate from the right thing. All right, watch this now. A male, a human. All right. So, a human being is an adjective because it is, relating to or characteristic or human being. All right. Now, let me say this here. Human is a different species from hominid apes. Okay? It's different. So, and different in the sense that hominid, Homo erectus, or whichever what you want to call them, they call them by different some pronouns. What is important to understand here is that the progress of life happen in stages, and you can't mix them up. You just cannot mix them up. All right. So, like I tell you, the first formative state of being on Earth is the hominid. Okay? Because today we see they're trying to call themselves human. You know, after they go up into Europe, they begin to do all kind of things. However, they came into being about 3.5 to 4 million years ago. No human being was not around. Now, would they like to call themselves human being when they were not created by any god at all? They evolved almost 3 to 4 million years ago. All right? And to show you, in this world is a textbook. They develop in Africa and go into Europe and Asia 1.5 million years ago. So if you're thinking about civilization and primates, they don't mix, and therefore you cannot say that they have taxonomic agent that is compatible to interbreed and stuff like that, because they are like millions of years away down the road, gone down the road, before human came about 250,000 years ago. In this world, it's a textbook right here. I assure you that time has come and passed. Human being came about, and we need to categorize now. In sequence, what came after the hominids? Can't just go and start talk about human being, because human being is created, not evolved like Darwin's theory talk about. So if we don't know these simple things, of course I am saying simple. I don't mean in the context that, you know, our ancestors didn't even know some of these things that I'm talking about. And that's true. However, we are not excused to begin to draw upon ourselves attributes that don't belong to us. And we can't say because somebody mislead us, so we just settle for whatever anybody say. We just cannot do that. So now, I am saying to you that knowledge is to guide us. And we have value based upon the intelligence we have and no categories. Okay? We know that the hominids, you know, they are able to see human beings come on the planet before human beings that did not create themselves. So who created human beings? It's not the primates created human beings. So now we know human beings and primates are far apart. Far apart. So the primates didn't know anything about time, Earth time, and the calendar, 365 days. No. They didn't know nothing about these things. Do you understand that? You better understand that, because we are in anomaly with the primates and their offspring. We are in serious trouble, because when you start to mix two different kind of blood and begin to like spring up a new form of life, if it is not by science if it is not according to nature, like for example, we have anatomic human being that is, hybrid. We have hybrid human being make up of two blood, which is the 250,000 years of a developed species, but not fully humans. But that being that is a species and was named Wise Sapien. That is the one that just appeared in Africa 250,000 years ago. Remember, the apes, they were in Europe millions of years ago, right? So now, if we are not aware of these element of things, we will run into destruction. Because mixing up two different taxonomic things, you can as good as just blow up the planet with it. Because if you have beings that are capable of doing certain kind of things, like what we see happening now, we're a bad mix of reproductive, sinews begin to create beings capable of doing halfway, do something halfway, but not fully together, civilized stuff. That's a problem. And that's what we go through right now. We see it right now because we see how human being come about, and that this, the human being that was created by the Elohim gods using their own blood and the blood of the wise sapien, a earthly developed creature, and by using that proper method to create an hybrid, they can reproduce. Different groups of them can reproduce because they are of the same blood and was by the creators style this hybrid into different subgroups. So that's why we find Indians and Chinese and vice versa, they can interbreed forevermore, and there will be no imbalance in their civilization knowledge. And look at it today, and you will see, except for the anomaly that create problem with human and the primates, hominids, there's a difference there. Because you see, we have record of how these primates seek to gain a higher breed than who they are. We see what it does right now. It's a problem that I don't see in the sect of what we consider to be government. I don't see this type of government that is called AD Anadamani make any attempt to stop killing the Adamic, children. Adam and Eve children. I don't see. What they are doing is making themselves like they come from Adam and Eve too. And no, it is 3 to 4 million years ago that they came about. But why now are they seeking to become human beings and killing them at the same time? They kill out the Neanderthals. All right, but what I don't touch on yet is who created the humans, the civilized human being, the gods, the Elohim. All right, where did the Elohim come from? Come from a planet within the system called Nibiru. It is the only story that makes any sense. And you can go all over the planet and see what these physical Elohim gods have done. All over the place, you see it. You don't have to ask no question. But these sodomites, bipedal, hominid primates, they are running the world. And they don't want anybody to interfere with what they do. You understand that? That's where we are. We can't tell them, no, get off our land. But if you are not asleep, well, you know. They invade us when we left Africa and come to the Western world. Right? Yes. 100,000 years ago. Okay? So we are talking about the earth and what comes up on it over time. And now we know when you look at white people, they look like a sexy thing. But we don't care about who they were. That's what I'm saying, is that they have done something with civilization that they were not a part of. But now they see people and they decide that they're going to try to make something happen for themselves. And they were going to do it in any way that they find to do it. White people today are not human beings. And human beings don't know that white people are not human beings. Now, there is the question, where is their civilization for 4 million years? What did white people do? You need to answer that. Because they want to be as white as a lily and call themselves human being. But we are here to rule the world. We, mankind, not them who are homosexuals. Now, the time would come. The time has come for us to drive them out. And you know, we are getting help, even though we don't deserve it, but we are getting help because of what? The gods who came to earth and created us, they did it for a reason. And it's not a reason why these sodomites support. These sodomites want something of their own. They want to be like the gods because they have proven that in the world literature textbook. And if you think it is joke, I am telling you, let us bring evidence right now for you so that you don't go away and you don't know what this guy was talking about. All right? And I'm going to prove it to you. If you think that, the way things are going is the way it's going to go. No, it's not going to go that way there. Not going that way. I'm telling you, it's not going to go that way. These folks are able to work as many tricks as they want and mess up everything. When I tell you, don't go around and mess with what nature does. Don't mess with that. Because the purpose and plan of nature is going to spoil. And that's what is happening right now. Number one, the African people are retarded. And I know there are many people who will grumble and oppose what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is true. And I am open to anybody who would scoff at what I'm saying. But here is Northwestern Media here. He is going to be evidence. Thank you for tuning into the program here, and nice of you coming. I saw you yesterday, but you were gone. But I'm telling you that what is happening and what we are seeing happening today, and nobody is moving in the direction, no media, no investigator, nobody is not wondering why these Europeans do the kind of stuff they do. And we don't know all the things they do, but we are feeling the effect of what they do 100,000 years ago. Because 3 to 4 million years ago, they came as evolutionary product. And we don't have anything that they have created that we know that they were civilized beings. We don't have nothing. What I'm trying to tell you, what they did was cross the line and interfere with the civilized hybrid human being and mess them up by using their disease on them that their mind would eventually erode it. A people who were a sample of the eternal Elohim gods. 200,000 years ago, create these hybrid, and we have the proof. We are a group of scientists in South Africa just found a place where the gods themselves went into South Africa and began their mission on earth, because they did not come to make mankind. They come with all of their workers equipped to do what they want, mostly to mine gold for their own planetary use. Not for Earth planet, but their planetary body, the planet called Nibiru. It's the reason why, and it's a long, long time that they stay here. Global, I have an appointment. So I'll be back. Okay. Let's close down the shutters. Back porch. Thanks. Yes. Okay. So my friend, what I'm trying to tell you is that on this planet right now, is going on. We have run out a civilized human being because of what happened. That's what happened. All right. And see, it turns out to we're the civilized people who should do things the way their creator taught them. it doesn't happen anymore because something gone totally wrong with these hybrid people turned idiots. The Chinese, the Indians, they all have gotten spoiled. All of them. As far as I am concerned, and you know, and I'm saying, you know, with media, I am saying things based on what I have read, and I am open to anybody who wants to show me that I don't think you're right, and this is why you're not right. I am following the historic information that I think takes me straight from in the beginning of things on Earth to where we are. I think I see this. And what I'm going to tell you is that when I tell you now that these people who messed up civilization that the gods use to do everything on Earth and create 200,000 years ago, created these human beings, special human beings. But when these hominids used their disease on them, they lost that great intellect. You see? That God, the creator, told them, all right, we going to go back home when we are done with our project. And you, we are given succession to rule the kingship government here. You are to emulate it, continue to emulate this government. Once these people put their, this thing that tells us exactly what I'm trying to say to you. They tell us exactly what these Europeans, when they invaded our people in all of these territory where we go, it is documented by counting the dead, estimating the loss of life in the indigenous Holocaust. 1492 presents David Michael Smith, University of Houston, downtown. And it begins here to tell us from when these Sodomite Europeans who now turn modern humans and we, the civilized people, don't know where they come from. But when I read the history in the World History textbook, I saw what happened. Because it tells me that these hominids, Homo erectus, they left Africa. It tells me exactly when they left. 1.5 million years ago. And they went into Europe and Asia. Okay? And then what happened? When they went over Asia, then it is in that period that the gods came and start their mission on Earth. And they spent a long time, a very, very long time. And the time is strange to like somebody like me when I start to read it and don't accustom to time so long. But they came here, what, 445,000 years ago. And that's what brought civilization, their knowledge on civilization, all of what we know here today. It comes from that planet where they come from. Civilization, they are civilization where they come from, and they have government, so that when they came here, that was what they have. All right. And in this document
here that they are telling us how these Europeans came here long after we settled in all the Western world, that these talking sodomites them, right? It is because they intervene, they attack us 100,000 years ago. And it comes down to this point where we are doing what the best we can and don't know that it is their disease. But in this report here, say from 1492 to the 1900, how much of us they killed? All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, that it happened because that species decide to cross and go over and then begin to work on our brain, that we no longer have the capacity to administrate government for ourselves, and our kingship government is here and nobody's activating it because Africa went with their brain retarded, you know, and just gone. Certain part of our brain is gone because of their disease that they put into us. And it's not just one little report of it. It is gone wide. But we are so retarded that we don't even talk about it or go on like something happened. But here you can see where the report shows that, and few people who are able to like document it, wrote it and put it up, and I don't hear nobody talking about it. So what I'm saying here is that we have our government, and we don't know that we have a government. We don't, those of us who are taken away from Africa and go to the Western world, you know, we don't know. We don't resist anything because of the disease that deteriorated our brain over the past 100,000 years. We have the government here, and I can read it and show you that after it tells you about, like, for example, listen to this. In addition to the deadly impact of disease, wars, and genocide, Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States were removed, relocated, dispersed, concentrated, or forced to migrate at least once after contact with Europeans or Americans. And he has observed that the forced removal of over 100,000 indigenous people to areas west of Mississippi River during the first half of the 19th century directly resulted in significant loss of life. Our life. Okay? Moreover, such removals and relocations destroy indigenous people's ways of life, which resulted substantial additional loss of life. You get the situation. Other devastation assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish mission to California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by their churches and governments, their AD and Adamani government, to undermine Indian religious governmental, that is our government, and kingship system. So our people in the millions were here in let's say in America and with the government from our creator who created us, they are here with kingship system. And these guys came and invade us and undermine our structure. That's what they did. And guess what? We're too retarded to defend ourselves. You think about this, that we have a government and cease to function the government. And that's the state we are in right now. Because we have government that is stated right here in the world history that I'm going to read to you. Mean world history textbook now. Not anything else, but world history textbook that nobody is paying attention to. The government from antiquity is in this book. You don't see any government in here for white men, white people, for Europe. None. It's not into this world history textbook that represents the world, the universe, this book. And they manage now to get to where they are ruling the world. I mean, these primates who are completely written down in historic record that they are coming from 3 to 4 million years of evolution. They don't talk. They don't do anything like that besides they make stone tools and they can make a fire. They weren't able to do anything else. So how do they come to be human being is the thing what I'm telling you about, is what they did that caused our brain to gone from us. And it is pathetic when you look on it and find out that, oh my God, if there is not a plan B for the gods to make for us, these faggots are going to like totally obliterate us. That's about where we are headed. But to show you the last two lines of this, yes, I said we have our government. And if I want to go out and start something, these white folks would have to pack up their trucks and head on out. Because it is time where we can tell them, look, we have our government, a civilized government here, long before you come here. Okay? And we want you out right now. But now I'm learning. I am talking. Right? And if they hear what I'm saying, they must know, pack up and go. Otherwise, well, the tornadoes are working for us. You see what I mean? And as you can see, I look at some of these white men out there. When they saw what the tornado do to their stuff, they just stood up and looking like they don't know what to do. But the answer is clear. They must leave our territory alone. Everywhere that they come and come claim it's theirs, they are going to learn now it's not true. It is not true. And those of us who are able to see the light will jump out of the darkness and get into the light. So I want to tell you how bad When you mix up your blood with what is not to be for reproduction, you can cause the world to set on fire. That's what is going on right now. And we have our government in this world history textbook, and we behave like we don't have nothing at all. All right. So here is the last of it now, that they destroy our government, our governmental and kingship system. And listen how far they take this now. They don't care about killing us. And when I'm looking at what monkeys like to kill human beings, and I just found out about yesterday, okay, where anybody you look at them one thing like, oh, they look like human beings. But they were not human beings all the time because they kill off our Neanderthals, which is our subgroup. And they don't want anybody to know it's them kill off the Neanderthals, who is our brother subgroup. Okay? And they don't want anybody to know that the Neanderthals are highly wise sapiens, right? And we now, who are the hybrid, we are wise sapiens. That's what the world history textbook says. Okay? There is no mixing up of anything or misunderstanding about who is who. All right. So I want to tell you how it's like they are able to change up humanity. And I'm going to show you when they do the coup, 509 BC. They make it go like nothing happened, and here we are. We don't know. Africa, nobody don't do anything, right? I'm reading and I'm finding out what has been happening. All right? So that day when they did the coup, that was the day they began to call themselves, you know, call white people Romans, Roman Republic, right? So they never get around to representing themselves in the World History textbook as real Europeans. Oh, no. They call themselves Romans. And then when they talk about themselves and hiding, they call themselves Roman religion. They are not religious people or whatever they are as modern man. They are not. But that's what they do. And they are sheltering themselves because their disease has destroyed our brain. So all the other things that we are doing, we are under them, okay? Not until we find out what's going on. So I'm going to show you now. They are in this World History textbook that it begins to, like, section 4. It says the development of Christianity. They make up Christianity, and we don't know that it is them and how they do it make up the church. Almost every African person believe in Jesus Christ. That never exists. There has never been any God that begot a son without a woman. It never happened. You see, I've been tracing and coming along and separating this from that and stuff like that. No. And then the Pope said in the year 2000, by Kathleen Grossman, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. And it tells you how many things that they have done to the African people over the past 2,000 years. The Pope is the vicar of Christ. Now, there is nothing in the Bible to prove that a Jesus Christ or a Adam and Eve ever doing those kind of things, what they have in the Bible. The Bible is something that they draw from other things and make up the Bible. And Adam and Eve is not what the Christian Bible talk about. Okay? So the idea of what I'm saying, why we should understand the kind of planet we live on and how civilization come about. All right? So now I'm going to show you how they get around and keep on fooling us. Background, Roman religion. Remember, this is the sodomite white people now, calling themselves Romans into this world is a textbook, and it will be there until, you know, Revelation will bust them up and everything like that. But this is it right here. Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion. In this time, Christianity never came about yet. They were working on it, which had declined during the turmoil of the Roman Republic. Official state religion focused on the worship of a number of gods and goddesses, including Jupiter, Juno, Minerva, and Mars. In the beginning, with Augustus, emperors were often officially made gods by Roman Senate. This is talking about these white people who are doing all the evil things to us and using our civilized development for themselves, because they're calling themselves Romans, that they would never be Romans in 400 and 400 or 300, no, 3 to 4 million years. They never do nothing besides make stone tools. But this is what they are doing once they work their way into beguiling our hybrid people, our indigenous, the first people. We get duped by these white sodomites, them. You see, and we don't know whether we come yesterday or the day before. We don't know that right now. Look at us. All right. So it shows you that they know how to do these things and to push us one side, because we're not understanding anything. All right. So all right, they are Romans, and you're going to see they're not going to last for long, because they're only going to use this for a time and then dump it somewhere and do something else. So it goes on that they say here now that with Augustus, emperors were often officially made gods by the Roman Senate, thus blustering support for the emperors, right? So it goes on to say, the Romans, these white people that we're talking about here, these primates are hate, because they are really ape in truth in the world. It's a textbook here, okay? So it says, see, so they are calling themselves Romans. When somebody reads this today, they don't know what they're reading. You know, not unless you get into the context of everything, and then you realize that they are the ones who are hiding themselves beneath a lot of these kind of bewitching type of writing. The Romans believed that the observance of proper rituals, by this state priest brought them into the right relationship with the gods. Imagine that. This guarantees peace and prosperity. Indeed, the Romans believe that their success in creating an empire meant that they had earned the favor of the gods, as the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC. We have overcome. We have overcome all the nations of the world because we have realized that the world is directed and governed by the gods. There's a lot more because it goes on to tell you how they, what they do to bring Christianity, all right? So these things I am saying, and people might think that I'm just making noise. Not making noise. I know what I'm saying, and I don't have any intention of, you know, creating things that are not true, all right? So I can tell you that we are given the command to live, but you read some of the like the Old Testament scripture, and you can see where certain kind of communication between the creators and we who they created, and they want us to walk in the right way and warn us if we do certain things, what's going to happen to us. That's what happened to us. You see, and these people begin to write a Bible now out of all of these, since we don't have any sense. They write a Bible and call themselves the talking serpent. So we are taken down psychologically like this. You know, it's going to take a lot for us to reconcile, get our brain clean up. But look how long this is, you know, many thousands and thousands of years. We are here, don't know that we are out of our common sense. You know, it's bad. But this is what I'm trying to say. Don't lay down and have children with just because you want to have sex. Because this is what is going to happen. That's what happened to us here. You see what I mean? So here you have the layout in this World Literature textbook, the end of the Neolithic Age, between 4,000 and 3,000 BC. And here there is the development of our new urban civilization, right here in this World Literature textbook. The emergence of civilization. And it tells you about the way things are going to go. We're going to be making bronze and all this kind of stuff. These white people, for 3 to 4 million years ago, they never do anything besides make stone tools. They never make any civilized product. But here, in this World History textbook, it is telling us that whereas we left Africa 200,000 years ago and get into our problem and our brain gone bad, right down here now in BC, 4,000 to 3,000 and then like, you know, 1,200 BC, right? You can see this is directed at us, raising up urban development, civilization. The gods is giving us a higher form of life. And inside here, it will show you that Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China are the first in the River Valley to be exalted above any other until others will join. You know who don't join? No Europe, not in here. No Europe is civilized. Neither who settled there are not civilized. So we are in bad serious trouble because somewhere down the line, something went wrong. And they are talking about Genesis 3, where God has God warned Eve and Adam to not take of the fruit in the midst of the garden, right? They are the ones that did this 100,000 years ago, and they are putting it off on a talking serpent. You think how ridiculous that is, that we are going to believe that there is something like a serpent that come talking to Eve in a garden? We believe that. I mean, oh, easy it is for somebody with a little bit of offense to know that nothing don't go like that. That all these kind of a frog story that they write in the Bible are not true, but we believe them. You see? So it is why I'm trying to tell you now, we have cities that are built, right? And we have these cities that are the leading civilization. No, white people are not civilized because they were, and until this day, see why they come and take over all our places is that they can use the status of our government behaving when they call themselves Romans. That's what they take and overthrow us, calling themselves Romans, and nobody come out to say, no, that's not true. Well, I must be the first one. Thank you for tuning into the program today. My friend is, was it me, but he is gone. So I thank you for coming in and spend some time. All right. Now, let me now to this portion, because, you know, I would like for people to pay attention, because it is not impossible for us to know the truth only if we are interested. You see, because it's not that telling anybody something that they cannot understand. Here was a time I didn't understand either, but I wanted to understand. At least, if you are a reader, read good so that you understand exactly what you're reading and you don't have to follow somebody else's judgment. What I am saying here is not for anybody to follow just an idea, is for you to know for yourself whether something is true or not true. That's what I'm doing here. I'm not trying to wrongly influence anybody. It is for you to know if something you hear, you can say, but it makes sense. And then you can go read and find out for yourself. All right. Civilization. King Sargon, the great one of the world's earliest empire builders, Sargon the Great was one of the world's earliest empire builders. From roughly 2334 to 2297 BC. He ruled a civilization called the Arcadian. Sargon of Akkad, the orphan who founded an empire. Sargon of Akkad would begin as an orphaned cupbearer and would die a legendary king Yes. Yes. After finding, no, after founding the Arcadian Empire, Sargon would reform almost every aspect of Mesopotamian society. Sargon Arcad, also known as Sargon the Great, is one of the most well-known Mesopotamian kings in history and the founder of the Akkadian Empire, having ruled in the Fertile Crescent over the 4,000 years ago. Sargon of Akkad is particularly famous for his ability to successfully conquer and unify all of Mesopotamia, as well as many kingdoms outside of the region. As a result, he is known as one of the first people in record history to rule over an empire. See? So, because you can tell that because these white people see that the African people are able to do these wonderful things, they want it too. They want it too. They wanted it too. You think of it. Adding to this already impressive achievement, the story of his origin constitute the inspiring tale of a poor commoner who rose to be a great king through his own efforts. Imagine that. One of the primary sources on Sargon of Akkad's early life is a cuneiform tablet titled The Legend of Sarga. This tablet was found in the library of King Ashurbanipal, who ruled from 669 BCE to 631 BC. According to this tablet, Sargon's mother was a priestess of Ishtar, who gave birth to him in secret and then set adrift on the Euphrates River, carried by the current. The newborn was eventually found and adopted by a gardener who lived in the Mesopotamian city of Kish. As a young man, Sargon would come to serve as a cupbearer for the king of Kish, Her-Zababa, because his role as the cupbearer also put him in close proximity to Her-Zababa. My friends, I thank you for tuning into the program today. And I hope you got something from what he said here today. And I will go on to close down and hope you have found something that is tangible for your good.
All of the live long. firm, are you gonna fever? Put on my clothes and come with him. And make we go to church Sunday. Soul seekers, soul seekers, I say. Jacket and tie, come tell me, say. Key clothes, come tell me, say. Miss Faith, come with him. I go to church this Sunday. Soul seeker, soul seeker, I say. All you got to do live clean and let your world be seen. My brother, stand firm or you're gonna see where. Live clean, let your word be seen. Stand firm or you're gonna see the world. If your one comes to life, see. Another one comes to life, see. If you want to be saved, son, you got to move in your grace, son, yeah. Back up, push it, yeah. Stop. The other one come till I see. The other one come till I see. If you want to be the light, son, you've got to love Jesus Christ, son. That is fantasy. Hold back of ignorance, the happy. All you got to do, live clean, let your work be. Stand firm or go feed world. Live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or go feed world. stand firm or you're gonna feed worms. Live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or you're gonna feed worms.